Today, Be'ezah Hashem, be learned Daf Lamed Gimel of Masechet Ksubos. So my topics we're learning about include: all agree in the cases of Chevel Bechaver, one who wounded his friend, and Edom Zayman, who testified falsely, that Mamayna Meshalem Milkele Laki, because Beferish Rips the Torah Chevel Bechaver L'Tashlumen. The Torah specifies that they are punished with Mamon. The reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer that Edom Zayman are Lav B'nei Hasra'a Ninu. They cannot be given Hasro'a, a warning from Malkus. Therefore, Milkele Laki. The reasoning of Abaya that Edom Zayman are Lav B'nei Hasro'a Ninu, they do not require Hasro'a from Malkus. Therefore, Milkele Laki. Rish Lakish's explanation for the Stiris HaMishnais, contradiction of the two Mishnas, that our Mishnah coincides with Reb Meir, that Loiku Mishalem Knas, because Kimli B'Dirabmine only applies to Chiv and Mises Besdin. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include: once Edom present their testimony, they cannot retract and change their testimony. However, during the time in which one can recite the words Shalom Alecha Rabbi, they can retract and change their testimony. When one steals an animal, his chayav kefil must pay an amount which doubles the value of the animal. But if he subsequently slaughtered or sold the animal, he is chayav arba v'chamisha, must pay an amount 4 to 5 times the value of the animal. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. One is not liable for its transgression committed through a shliach, an agent.